Hey guys, you've now entered the VIP section for Exclusively Chris Brown. Come and enjoy conversations, interviews, promotions, contests, and photos for everything Chris Brown. We are Exclusively Chris Brown, where everything is breezy.
Hey guys, how are you? Listen, guess what? I got a winner to the contest. Now, first, before I go any further, I just want to thank you guys for tuning in and listening to the show. I appreciate it. On all platforms, on some platforms, I can't see you. And on others, I can see that you were there. So I can't see you exactly, but I can see that someone listened to the show. So anyway, so I appreciate everybody that stopped by. I appreciate it. I want to give a special shout out and thank you to Miss Brooke Alford, who stopped by and gave me a lovely interview. I really appreciate it. Nice girl. Really, really nice young lady. So at that time, I told you I was going to do a giveaway, a contest. And I put a few questions on Instagram and Twitter. And the winner of the contest is Patty J. Picks on Instagram. Again, that's Patty J. Picks. She's at the concert right now as we speak. So Patty won, and she got all three questions right. Boom, just like that. She followed the instructions, and she got everything right. So she won the a ticket, and I believe Brooke and her co-musician announced her name tonight. I sent them pictures that I got from Instagram. I don't know if they use them or put them on the screen. I really don't know. But anyway, Patty J. Picks won. I thank everybody who participated. And when there's a contest or a giveaway, please try to follow the instructions so you're included and it doesn't become a challenge for other people. So please try to listen to the instructions. All is well. But you know, if you're calling me behind the scenes or trying to hit me up behind the scenes and ask me the answer or ask me for what the giveaway is, that's not fair. That's just not fair. Let's not do that. You know, let's try and be fair, you know. Once again, thank you, Brooke Alford, for the interview. Thank you, Patty J. Picks, for participating. And thank you to everyone else who participated. Even if you called me behind the scenes, thank you. At least you tried. Anyway, so guys, I just wanted to talk to you about Chris's video, City Girls. I really love that video. Everything about it. I can see the little things that he paid attention to. I see the little nuances and certain things that he paid attention to, certain ways he walked and everything. And he did a good job. He did a really good job. I appreciate, he's a great actor. I spoke to a friend of mine who said that they thought that Chris was a better actor than they even like thought he was, that he's gotten better with time. They saw him this Christmas, and they said that when they saw him in this video, they just felt like he just got better with time. Of course he got better with time, you know, of course. I mean, we all get better with time if we continue to do a thing. But anyway, I appreciate her saying that, you know, that that he got better with time. Anyway, so another thing is that while I was watching the video, you know, a little cart that the guys were pushing around and the glass was tinkering and what? It made me think about this lady in our neighborhood, you know, growing up. You know, she always wanted people to come to her house and, you know, push that little cart around. I mean, you're pushing it from here to there. It's not that big. But anyway, she used to love for people to come to her house and push that little cart around like she was serving, you know, like, and we all thought she must have been a bartender or something like that, you know, a waitress or something like that in her younger years. And she just had to do that to relive that. That's what it made me think of when I saw the carts, the guys pushing the carts around. That's what it made me think of, that lady. She just loved to push that cart around. I wonder what that was all about. I never asked. Another thing I wanted to discuss was that I really feel that they continue to hold up Chris' views on YouTube. And I know that it's out of fear. They don't want they can't stop what he's doing. You know, they can't stop his greatness. So I know that they fear him stepping over their boundaries. They fear that. And not so much that they, like, they fear, you know, like you fear somebody's going to, you know, whatever. They fear that the things that they have put in place all these years to stop, block, and to usurp from young artists. This is the year of 2020. So people are seeing 2020 vision. People are seeing what you're doing. And they are creating their own lane in life. Okay. So if they see young people doing their own thing, being independent, standing on their own, using their own creativity, using their own money to do their own videos, then there's no room for you. There's no place for them. Okay. And they see themselves losing money. And the only thing they're going to have, I was going to mention names, but you know who I'm talking about. It's going to be these mediocre people, these wishy-washy, you know, images that they put before us for our girls and boys to emulate, when there's so much more to us than a booty, a coochie, and a penis. There's so much more to us than that. You know what I'm saying? There's so much more to us than drugs. Look what's happening in the in the hip-hop community now. All of a sudden, people are getting shot up. People are just, even back in the day, people are getting shot up like this. People are getting killed. Men running down the street shooting up. What kind of foolishness? You know, it's not going to help the industries. I got my hands up in quotes. The industry peoples. It's not going to help them by young artists developing themselves and doing it for themselves. So they got to do what they got to do to block you, to discourage you, to dumb you down. And it has worked quite a bit up until now. Since the COVID, there are so many artists now doing virtual concerts that they probably couldn't get around and do the things that they do now because they have families, or they're settling down now, they're older. They probably couldn't do the things that they do now. You know? I mean, so many virtual concerts, especially around Christmas time. They're doing so many virtual Christmas concerts, and we can pretty much go to them all. We can attend all of our favorites, concerts and shows, and some of their video shows. Oh, they've started developing video shows. This is what I'm saying. Like, you don't have to wait for this distributing thing and who put you on whose show. Do your own freaking show. You know, you can do like Sirius Radio. Sirius Radio has a line of artists that do radio shows. You know, somebody could do a radio show and just blow up overnight. I mean, I listen to them and they're awesome. So, and all I have to do is just one good moment, just one good blow up, and boom, you're there and it's yours. You don't owe anybody. You didn't sign your name over to anybody. You can be famous overnight doing your own thing. Look at some of these YouTubers. They're blowing up. They're blowing up and everybody's watching. People don't even watch TV that much anymore. They, you know, go to the YouTube. Well, that's not true. Let me change that. People watch TV, but they also watch YouTubers. They watch the YouTube. They watch their favorite bloggers. They watch them on Instagram. You know, you don't have to do things the same way that it used to be done. Things are so different now. And we've all been saying that 2020, the year of clear vision, a lot of things are coming out. A lot of things are coming out about, you know, how you can do things to do what brings you joy, what makes you happy. If you're a singer, you sing. If you're a dancer, you dance. You know, if you're a writer, you write. If you motivate, you be motivational. You know, there's so many avenues that people can get these things done. There's no, You don't have to stick to one sign your name on a dotted line, and we'll take 95% of your soul, and you get that 5%, you know, just so you can keep your eyes open. That's coming to an end. And speaking of coming to an end, I have a friend that I want to come on and share a few thoughts and a few things with you guys, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to do. I'm not going to be able. I might not be able to do it like I want to do it, but I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to give it a shot, and I think it'll bless you guys. I think you'll enjoy. And I also wanted to say to some of you, if you have something you want to say, something you want to tell me, or something you want to say to Team Breezy, or whatever the case may be, go on my site, leave a message. If I think it's appropriate, or if it's inappropriate, of course I'm not going to play it. You know, like if you're talking about some foolishness, of course I'm just going to just like leave it there. But if you have something you want to say and it's tasty, you know, I'll put it out there for us. You know, I'll put it out there so you can have your thoughts out there with the rest of us. And it might be something good enough that we all gather around and discuss. But anyway, I just wanted to say to you guys, I don't like for my podcast to go so long. I really don't. I just wanted, you know, a thought just came to me. I don't know if I should tell you this or not, but it just came to me just now. Now, is that God telling me to tell you? I don't know. But anyway, for some of you who know me, you know certain things about me, and you know I used to, there's things in my life that I used to do. And one thing that I used to do was that I was a bouncer. I was a bouncer, and I used to work at different clubs and whatnot. And I also did photography. So I used to go to different clubs to do that, to take pictures of the celebrities and whatnot, and the people around. And so this particular night, I'm doing my thing. And who's in the club? But it's Cardi B. So Cardi B is in the club. And this is before Cardi B was famous. Okay. This is when she was YouTube Cardi B. But she was becoming famous. She was becoming famous. And so it was so many people. It was so thick. It was so many people that the floor started to sweat. And I didn't even know that the floor could do that, but the floor started to sweat. And, there was a lot of women there, a lot of women. Nobody was dressed. I think I might have been the one with the most clothes on. But anyway, a lot of women were there, and they were pushing on each other. It was tight. It was tight. The fellas were there too, but good Lord, there was a lot of women, And they started to, you know, push forward to the stage, like rush the stage kind of, but they were coming, not rushing, but they were coming forward. And so the guys now are trying to back them up. You know, they're trying to back them up off the stage because they're right at the stage. Okay. And so now the girls are dead up on the fellas, and they don't really want to push on them, you know, but you know, they right up on them, you know? So they're telling the girls to back up. They're screaming at them, back up, back up, back up. So Cardi says, leave my hoes alone. She said, leave my hoes alone. Leave my hoes alone. She said, all my hoes come here. What did she say that for? They started coming forward. It was like a wave of chicks, just a wave of women just coming. I mean, they were stepping over each other, whatever. It was crazy. And, you know, I mean, you don't want nobody climbing on your back. You know, you have your little outfit on, or your outfit that should be on, but really it's not on. So this fight breaks out, you know, and this girl pulled this girl's wig. I mean, she snatched her wig right off. It couldn't have been secure, because she just snatched that bad boy off. And so being that I'm there, because I was on the outer skirts, like towards the door, and because I was monitoring who was coming in and out. Anyway, so she pulls this girl's wig off. One of the young ladies pulls another young lady's wig off. And the girl's wig that got pulled off, the pulley, she was like 8 feet tall. She was enormous. She was a big woman. She wasn't a man. She was a woman. Okay? There was no fake. That was a woman. So the lady pulls her wig off. The puller pulls the pulley's wig off. And she, because I'm trying to get them out. I'm trying to get them out of the building. I'm trying to get them out. So I'm dragging, I'm snatching chicks, you know. And so when she pulled the girl's wig off, I was like, dang, she pulled away. But at the same time, I'm still trying to get him out. And she says, I'm not going out that door without my, I'm not going out that door without my hair. I sympathized. I said, you know what? Okay. So there's like this little enclave there. And so I, took her in there and the wig had hit. Remember I told you the floor was sweating now. So the wig done hit the floor. So the wig is soaked now. So I give her the wig. I pick up the wig off the floor and I give her the wig and whatnot. I don't even know, what happened to the girl. Now I'm focusing on this one. So I give her the wig and she puts the wig on and it was wet, from the floor. And it must have got stepped on a couple of times. It was like really, really wet. And it was sticking to her face, and I felt so sorry for her. And there were cameras out there. And she said, I'm not going out there without my hair on, because there are cameras out there, like real cameras. Everybody was taking pictures, And so I said, I understand. But you can't go out here swinging. So I'm going to walk you to the door, and you keep your hands down, and you stay behind me, and we'll get out. Okay. So that's what happened. I just, I put my hands up, to block, anything that was coming, and I, had her by the shirt, and I walked her out, and she was comfortable going out with her hair, even though it was wet and sticking to her and whatnot. She had on this little outfit. You could see her little boobs and stuff, So she went on out, okay, and I try to go back to the stage now that fight is done with. I try to go back to the stage where, Cardi B, I forget, so somebody else was there. It wasn't just her. It was somebody else. But she had total control of the room. She had total control of the room. When I see how much, she has control over these young people, I can put my John Hancock on that. She just talk and speak and they do whatever she says. So I guess maybe that, I don't know, that kind of power is crazy. But anyway, so I go back over to the stage. I head back over to the stage and the girls are just like trying to touch her. Like, and I just thought about how, in the Bible where it says, if I just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be healed. That's what it looked like to me. And I'm not saying that, don't twist what I'm saying. I'm just saying, like, do you see how the power of, it's like they're saying, she made it. She was a stripper. She made it. If I get near her, I'll make it, and they looked like her. They were dressed like her. They were acting like her. And some of these were young girls. Now when I was on the door, I made sure that there was nobody in there underage, but everybody wasn't like that. They didn't care because I know these people have invested their soul into this club. And they're paying me to make sure that their dream doesn't go down the tubes by a 16-year-old being in this club, being drunk. So I'm doing what I have to do, what I feel is right. If that were my money that I invested in that club and I'm paying you, stop these 16, 17-year-olds from coming in here. But, some of these people look so young, they had to be underage. Anyway, so moving on. These people are hungry for something that they can emulate, something that they can hold on to, latch on to, something they can make a statue for them to look at, to touch on and say, okay, I can make it here. I can make it here. If this person made it, I can make it. So when you look at young people now, I would love for them to do something a little different than the penis, the booty, and the get high, because kids are hungry. Young people are hungry. They're looking for something to reach for, to strive for, you know, and our vision is becoming clearer. So give them something to look for. Give them something to look at, to reach for. Give them something positive. You know, we're not all strippers and hoes. You know, we're doctors. We're attorneys. You know, give them something more to look forward to rather than just, you know, strip a whole business. Okay, so I don't like for my podcast to go a long, long time, so I'm watching the clock. But anyway, so I just wanted to let you guys know, if I don't get that other person that I was telling you about that I want to do an interview with, I have a Grammy nominated, Grammy award winning artist that I want to come on and just drop a note or two, maybe some greetings or whatever, and give you some ideas, give some of the young people coming along, give them some sort of idea of, you know, what to expect in the music industry or in the acting industry, the entertainment industry. I'm going to try. I'm really going to try. So I think it would be great for you guys. Anyway, so again, thank you guys so much for stopping by and hanging out with me. I appreciate it so much. If you have something you want to talk about or whatever, be sure to leave me a message. If you feel you have something really, really important or really something really delicious you want to share with us, you know, you tell me on my DM me on my Instagram or my Twitter, DM me and I'll interview you. So I will do Team Breezy interviews. So if you have something really delicious, you know, like if you're going to school for something or something happened in your life that you thought was like really great that you want to share, that's fine. That's fine. Something like that, that'd be great. I have no challenge with that. So, thank you guys for stopping by. I appreciate it so, so much. I'm starting to get better. I'm starting to get better with doing my podcast. Before I was like, just giving me such a challenge. I don't know. I started to get a little nervous. I don't even know why. I'm not a nervous person. I'm not a shy person. I'm not nervous. You know, I don't know. I just started to get a little nervous. And so it's better now. I'm way better now. So again, you guys, thank you so much for coming and rocking with me. I appreciate it. And I don't know why that lady with the cart is still stuck in my mind. I have no idea. But anyway, thank you for stopping by. Thank you so much. And I look forward to chit-chatting with you guys next week. If anything, you know, happens that's exciting or, you know, anything out of the box, I'll make sure I come on and say something to you. And I did a poll to see who thought that Chris's YouTube views were being held up. And quite a few people felt the same way that I did, you know. And like I said, that just goes to show that, you know, there's fear there, but there's nothing that you could do to stop him. There's nothing. This is God's man. This is God's guy, you know, and apparently, you guys know it too, or you wouldn't keep messing with him. So anyway, thank you guys. And, I'll talk to you next week, or if anything exciting happens, I'll talk to you then. Okay. Bye. I love you. Bye.